This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the whole idea, Roger, was that we'll spend a whole ton of money in the big, beautiful bill, but don't worry, we'll claw it back, the Doge cuts and other cuts. We're truly going broke. We will claw it back across about 12 appropriations bills.
Okay.
So this is the big test case, the first one.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be hard for Republicans, okay? NPR, PBS hate us. They lie about us. Around the clock at taxpayer expense.
SOP.
Oh, yeah. Standard operating procedure. Absolutely. In fact, when you look at NPR and just the lies they told about the Hunter Biden laptop and their stubborn refusal to correct the record, even when a lot of the rest of the media had years later, I'm not sure what they're good for other than just regurgitating Democrat talking points at this point.
So it seems, yeah.
Yet, we are still struggling to defund them in this $9 billion package, which defunds NPR, PBS, and USAID, and it's Republicans standing in the way, Senators Lisa Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota.
Yep.
Weird. That is one of the most conservative states in the nation. Why they send Mike Rounds, I have no idea.
You got me. Yeah. It's...
But then people wonder why we send Lindsey Graham. They think of this as a conservative state. So it's
speaking of dichotomies.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing about it is from the standpoint of commercial broadcasters, television in particular, but also radio, is here you have an active, aggressive competitor, wealth-enhanced, who, of course, cannot lose and cannot go bankrupt under any circumstances, nor can it be merged. You know, it's literally, your chief competitor is, in effect, the darling of your chief regulator. Tough.
Yeah, I'll say. Meanwhile, crazy story out of Anderson County this morning.
Yeah.
And I know you've had it in the news and it's on our website, but... Yeah. Holy cow. And you know what we're seeing this pattern of, Roger, that's really changing my life? And I think, you know, over the course of my life, I think it's very interesting. If you go back to like the 90s, the 80s, and you look at, I mean, since kids have been going to school, teachers have been arrested for sex abuse for the most part. But they were always, almost always men.
Yep. Virtually invariably, it would be a male teacher.
Yeah. Not women. That has flipped.
Yeah.
And it's now mainly, not all, but mainly women.
I didn't realize that they had moved into the majority of the offender class on that. That is most interesting.
Yeah. Wow. But they have.
Yeah, okay.
And there's, I think this just reflects in society sort of like a shift in mentality that, well, if it's a girl and a guy who's 33 and she's 14, well, that's gross. That's sex abuse. But if it's a boy, well, he probably enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's a Beavis and Butthead movie type plot there.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what that is. Yeah,
It's funny, it's cute, you know.
Yeah, Well, apparently, at least in the case that we're talking about, at hand, it can also be life-warping for a young person.
Yeah, so here's what happened. And you read the details of this, and you're shaking your head. How did this happen? Anderson County Sheriff's Office arrested 33-year-old Nicole Ballou Callahan for engaging in grooming behavior toward a boy during his early teenage years. As the relationship intensified, his parents allowed her, she's 14. I mean, he's 14, right? She's would have been what, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s at the time?
Yeah, early 30s.
She signed the student out of school, took him to practices, served as a supervisor for his after-school activities.
Mm-hmm.
Mom even tells the court, hey, I was really busy at the time. She was a huge help to me.
Trusted companion, yeah.
Okay, so here, she was a teacher in Anderson County. He was a student in Greenville County, so he's not her student, mm-hmm. but she's still the teacher. And right. what happened was he wanted to be in this play. They first met at Project Challenge Playhouse, where she was director of the musical theater productions. He auditioned for the lead role for Legally Blonde. Right?
Okay.
He's
yeah, sure.
blonde.
Yeah, okay.
The mom said, this is a statement for the court, our son and our family first met Nikki at an audition for Legally Blonde at Project Challenge Playhouse. She was the director of musical theater productions. Our son, who was an innocent, naive 14-year-old boy, had worked hard for years in hopes of earning a lead role. He was finally given the opportunity by Nikki, and we were beyond thrilled for him. We truly thought she believed in his talent and was hoping for him to grow and build his confidence. Looking back, it sickens me knowing Nikki manipulated our son and our family. She was waiting on this opportunity. She found the perfect victim and family to prey on. She saw our son's innocence, thought he was very easily manipulated and drawn in. She saw our family, who had a lot of love and kindness to share with those who needed it. She drew us in. Listen to this. This is crazy. With her precious daughter, who was just a toddler at the time.
Wow.
Told us she was having marital problems, that her husband wasn't treating her well, that her own family didn't like her. Well, there's a flag, Roger.
I would think.
Specifically, her mom and her sister. It takes a lot for your mom not to like you. Our hearts hurt for Nikki, and out of compassion, we welcomed her and her daughter into our lives. We thought she needed help and acceptance. The mom came to think of Nikki as her best friend. Wow, this woman's good.
Yeah.
The whole time, she was abusing our trust and abusing our teenage son right under our noses.
Can you imagine the sense of betrayal and guilt on the part of the mom once all of this comes to light?
I know.
You know, just, well, it's unimaginable, actually.
Listen to this. Nikki, the teacher, offered to help take and pick up our son from rehearsals. I really needed the help because my youngest child's schedule was also very busy and demanding, so I was grateful for her and trusted her with my son. She also took our son on several fun outings. With and without her young daughter. I'm learning her daughter was present during some of the abusive incidents.
Oh, no.
Which is another level of behavior Nikki exhibited, somehow kept hidden from us.
Okay.
She was a good actress, and those skills came in handy. Now, here's what's crazy. The son, the husband and the wife start to get a bad feeling about this. When I began to see things that were not as they seemed, and her behaviors around my son were questionable and inappropriate. My husband and I directly told her to stop all contact multiple times.
Yeah.
These demands were made via text and phone conversations by both my husband and myself, but Nikki refused. They can't get rid of her. She went to great lengths to continue contact by changing her handles on social media, continued contacting him through Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. She even purchased an Xbox and continue to play video games with him while on FaceTime and Snapchat calls. By then, her son was at the governor's school. Even worse, Nikki coordinated sneaking our son, because you know that's the like state school for gifted children, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you actually go and live there when you're in high school.
That's a residence thing. They do have security there, but if the student says, they will admit people to come and visit.
Nikki, the teacher, coordinated sneaking our son out of governor's school with my son's roommate his sophomore year.
Oh, no.
With the
roommate.
What? How does this woman, like, she's a teacher. And she's signing your son out of school, but and also governor's school. She's not even a parent. They're having the affair. I mean, in retrospect, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? It does. By the way, here is the boy. He's 18. He waited till he was 18 to hold on with the music for a minute, because I just want to play this here, Tim. He waited till he was 18 to turn her in, and he gave an interview to WYFF. Listen to this.
I would love to bring a more awareness to show that this happens, and it happens a lot, and it's not just to women, it's to men too, and it happens to young children, and it's got to stop. And the reason why it's repeating, it's because it's happening to those young children. Like, we need to bring more awareness so it can stop, because I would never want somebody to go through what I went through, because I don't really think that most people would be strong enough to survive it, because I almost didn't.
Almost didn't survive, yeah.
Once again, Roger, as I predicted earlier in the show, when I did this the first time, my text line is full of people who were like, oh, yeah, no, in the 80s, we all knew people in my high school who were dating the teachers. It was funny. You know, I know a guy who dated a teacher.
Okay.
I think this has been here the whole time. I don't think it's new. I just don't think anybody thought much of it if it was a young male and a grown woman. By the way, you want the punchline on this? She was in court, right?
Turned herself in, yeah.
Yeah, always a good move, right? Since they're coming for you.
That's right.
Yeah, listen to this from WYFF. Here's the punchline.
Now, Callahan's attorney says that she is cooperating with the investigation and that they, quote, look forward to a day in court. The attorney also says Callahan is currently pregnant and has no criminal history. The judge set her bond at $40,000. Callahan faces charges in Anderson County and the city of Greenville. Clemson police say they are also investigating. And we did reach out to Anderson County School District 5 about Callahan's arrest. They told us, quote, Ms. Callahan was a teacher at Homeland Park Primary from 2017 until she resigned on May 21st of this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Communism is cool, after all. Yeah, it's still a little communism here, a little communism there. It's a future. And look, as Mancommy has explained, Mohran Mancommy, who is running to be the mayor of New York, violence, if Democrats are committing it, is not violence. No, violence is when prosecutors prosecute criminals who commit violence. Oh, and we are going to go ahead and centralize, confiscate and centralize means of production. We're going to do that. We're going to make the case for that. We're going to take the property of landlords in New York and, you know, just give it to the homeless. Oh, and if I catch Netanyahu or any high-ranking Israeli officials setting foot in New York, which, you know, they have the big UN confab there every year. I'm just going to capture them and turn them over for prosecution to the International Criminal Court. Now, how he's going to do that, since he has vowed to abolish the police, I am not sure. I'm not sure who is going to capture Netanyahu and other members of the Israeli cabinet. But somebody's going to do it. Maybe he go do it himself, make a citizen's arrest. Folks, this is not just a guy who says, hey, we should defund the police department. This is way beyond it. Abolish the police. Abolish prisons. He is a total Marxist. But, you know, the Democrat Party is a big tent. And we can accommodate all voices, including those who retweet caricature-like anti-Semitic cartoons, which he did, mocking Jews. His the branch of the organization that he started in college advocated for suicide bombing. It should be a lot easier if there's no police. But, you know, there's space for all kinds of anti-Semites in the Democrat Party. That's big tent, says the head of the party, DNC chair Ken Martin. Listen to this. And particularly think about this. This would have been unthinkable, unsayable political suicide back even during the Cold War. When if you were an active member of the Chinese Communist Party trying to operate on our soil, the Russian Communist Party, or just the Communist Party, period, you were spied upon and surveilled as an enemy by our intel agencies. But today, it's just big tent, y'all.
What about concerns from some of your Jewish colleagues in particular about him not outright condemning?
And let me set this up for a sec. This is the head of the party, DNC chair Ken Martin. What about the anti-Semitism? What about his mother, who's a director in Hollywood, trying to get an actor banned from the what was the award ceremony? I forget. I have to look it up because she was Jewish. I mean, just open, overt hatred. What about that, Ken?
What about concerns from some of your Jewish colleagues in particular about him not outright condemning the phrase globalize the intifada in a recent interview? Some of your Jewish colleagues have said that that could be very disturbing, potentially dangerous. Do you agree with that?
You know, there's no candidate in this party that I agree 100% of the time with, to be honest with you. There's things that I don't agree with Mamdani that he said. But at the end of the day, I always believe, as a Democratic Party chair in Minnesota for the last 14 years and now the chair of the DNC, that you win through addition. You win by bringing people into your coalition. We have conservative Democrats. We have centrist Democrats. We have labor progressives like me. And we have this new brand of Democrat, which is the leftist. And we win by bringing people into that coalition. And at the end of the day, for me, that's the type of party we're going to lead. We are a big tent party. Yes, it leads to dissent and debate, and there's differences of opinions on a whole host of issues. But we should celebrate that as a party and recognize at the end of the day, we're better because of it.
So we're going to show our tolerance by accepting the hate, the advocacy for terrorists and terrorism, Jew-hating communist. It'll show we're a tolerant party. We will include everybody except Republicans and people who identify as America, American, or love America. But I mean, everybody else is cool. The more you hate America, the more we love you. That's where we are. Party of Jew hatred, right there. Which is incredible when you think about it. I mean, imagine if the RNC chief responded to a Nick Fuentes bid for office by saying, well, you know, we're a big tent. He doesn't like Jews. Oh, it would never end. He's a racist. I mean, we're a big tent. It's very, very large. I mean, the tent is so large. Okay. This is where they're going. Folks, I can't get over this. Just the week that we've had. I mean, we start the week with folks. So far, this is the article of the year. I don't know what'll happen the rest of this year. This is the article of the year. I've been talking about it all week from Axios. Democrats told, the headline, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance, told there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. And by the end of the week, we've had three shooting attempts by liberals or illegal immigrants or both, the same thing, against ICE and Customs and Border Patrol agents. Democrats called for it. They got it. Are we going to have three attempted assassinations of federal agents every week now? Is this is it? This is new. This is the norm. This is where we're, and that's when they're not running Marxist communist candidates who hate Jews. This is really where we're, and folks, where are we going to be by Christmas? Folks, I want to tie together this whole assassination situation with Donald Trump, everything that's breaking from the Secret Service. When you put it on the timeline, it starts to look a very different way. This is a big story. This is an outrageous story. It's a story everybody needs to pay attention to, especially Donald Trump, before it is too late. Because what's coming out is unbelievable. Okay, so what happens this week? Let's set it up. You cannot do the Secret Service story of agents getting a slap on the wrist. 42 days max suspension. They get to come back. No one's going to be fired, says the number two in charge, who really is the number two of the Secret Service. Okay, yeah, all right. But what about the timing of that announcement? You're going to be able to see the full gosh awfulness of it in a sec. What happened first? Iran levels its third and fourth assassination threats on Trump. One of them is a fatwa, which is a religious statement saying it is the moral duty of any Muslim anywhere who can get to Trump to kill him. That's what a fatwa is. It is morally incumbent upon you. If you can and you refuse, you have committed a sin against Allah. That's what that is. It's a death sentence. On the other hand, Iran is bragging, hey, we can get you anywhere with a drone. And the Secret Service chooses this week to announce, oh, yeah, no, the people in charge last time, they're still in charge. Nah, it's all good. It's all good. What is it? Folks, this is a dinner bell. Come and get him. And they're mocking us. They're mocking us. Biden left these people in place, the Biden regime, for a reason. And we're going to find out in a minute. I'm going to have this because this is incredible what Real Clear Investigations has broken overnight. That the people who were most directly in charge, the supervisors, were not among the six punished. They were promoted. That comes out at the same time. Do you think that's an accident? Right after Iran's like, yo, we're killing the guy. What else happened this week? Wall Street Journal investigative journalist Josh Dazi comes out with his book. He says Iranian kill teams were on the ground. His whole book is about the Trump assassination, that period, Butler and after. Iranian kill teams were on the ground. They are likely still hunting him. And the reason that Donald Trump had to use decoy planes is because they snuck a missile across our border. Well, that sure tracks with what they're saying about the drone. That's exactly what Iran's been doing. They've been sending high-tech drones to the Houthis. The Houthis have been mounting missiles on them, and yeah. Here's a little bit of Dazi.
Elevated level of protection around him, even compared to other presidents. But I will say on the campaign trail, what we found was they had kill teams in the United States. The intelligence folks were telling them, folks in the United States who wanted to kill him.
That tracks exactly with the Sean Ryan podcast. He had a Defense Intelligence Agency agent on. Same thing.
But we had two solid sources, one south of the border and then one from an element within our own government that confirmed independently of each other that Iranian-made man pads, so surface-to-air missiles, had come across the border. We had the location and everything else. Well, we got this to Secret Service. We did the whole gamut and got everything pushed to them. And that's why Trump was pushing a lot of this stuff out when he was, because we had told the Secret Service and they had the reporting and everything else. We have not, to my knowledge, have not recovered those man pads. But what I do know we have done is we have apprehended the couriers on a second run of theirs, and local law enforcement got together with federal law enforcement and rolled up the safe house. And we have since identified what that issue was on the border.
So we now have Iranian missiles, who knows how many,
and
inside the United States.
You bet we do. They know all this. They've known all this. This is like waving a red cape in front of the bull. Come get him. Come get him. Come get him. Then this comes out. This week, look at the time, but this is not an accident. Especially not when you have the number two in charge of the Secret Service, who should have been fired yesterday. Matt Quinn, quote, "We are not going to fire our way out of this. We're going to focus on the root cause and fix the deficiencies that put us in that situation." He's laughing at us. He's laughing at Trump. And he's telegraphing to Iran. Because you know what else came out? Oh, it gets better. You know the six who were punished? I use that word lightly. Punished. You know the six who were punished? They weren't even the ones responsible. They certainly played a part in it and were there. But Real Clear Politics reports that the key supervisors who signed off on the Butler security plan, the key supervisors who signed off on the Butler security plan, and two who were on the final walkthroughs were never disciplined, but instead got, what do you think? Big promotions. That comes out this week, right? After the Iranian assassination threats. Come and get them. That's what they're saying. It's a wonder Trump's still alive, honestly. I wouldn't leave the White House if I was him. Not till I got this straightened out. One of the supervisors on the final walkthrough, Nick Menster, was assigned this year as the number two in charge of Lara and Eric Trump's protective detail. Oh, great. They'd love to keep her from becoming a senator in North Carolina. The other one, Nick Olszewski, became the chief special agent in charge of the inspection division. He now heads the division. He was working in when he did the Butler rally inspection and supervised it. No punishment. The inspection division is responsible for ensuring the integrity of operations. Fantastic. Trump ain't gonna make it till Christmas, folks. And the integrity of the agency's personnel. So who got punished? Oh, you're gonna love this. Wait till you hear this. And wait till you hear what else Iran is doing right now. Folks, I gotta tell you, we gotta wipe out the Secret Service. And then you know what we need to do next? I don't care who does it, us or Israel, we got to kill the mullahs, all of them. We got to wipe out the theocracy. We are running out of time. So if you craft the conditions for Donald Trump to get shot, you get promoted. Not disciplined, promoted within the Secret Service. They're still there. The supervisors in charge are not only there, they all got promotions. So who just got disciplined? Well, Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Investigations, part of the Real Clear Politics family of websites, reports that inexperienced agents positioned for failure and a senior agent who turned whistleblower and spoke out about the AGR roof coverage, there wasn't any, they took the best vantage point for assassination and drew it out of the security plan. I've always thought on purpose. This was all on purpose. Remember that Trump's regular crew was sidelined for this and inexperienced agents were brought in? That's who got punished. Them and a guy who turned whistleblower. Went to Congress. He got punished. The supervisors got promoted. One of them is now responsible for ensuring the integrity of operations to protect Trump. No punishment. And what they're doing is they're letting the Iranians know. Hey, come and get him. He's wide open. I hope somebody puts this article in Trump's hands. I hope he understands what has happened here. Because this is a disaster. Rank and file agents are incensed over the decision not to hold the supervisors accountable, further sinking the low morale and exacerbating retention problems throughout the agency. They're just fleeing. They're going, wow, people who let him get shot are being rewarded. Those who tried to change the culture, tried to save him, are getting punished. And they let all this information out this week, right on the tail end of the Iranian assassination threats. They're just letting Iran know, come on, come get him again. We got you back. We'll insecure and unsecure the rally. No big deal. God, I hope he doesn't do a rally. Now, let me back out to the big picture of this. You understand what's going on here. You know, I've been talking about Iran and the Democrat Party merging. This is why, after Iran tried to kill Trump twice, we have their assassin teams in prison awaiting trial in 21 and 23. There were never any sanctions lobbied against Iran. None. Whatsoever. No problems. Why? The Democrats were cool. They were on board. Iran and the Democrats so tied at the hip that, remember, John Kirby admitted, spokesperson for Joe Biden, oh, yeah, Iran is funding our street marches. Oh, which ones? Parades? No, the anti-Semitic riots. We're marching together, and they fund it. Well, you think it's just here? It's worse. In Spain, the leader of the populist Trump knockoff right-wing party just narrowly escaped assassination. Guess who did it? Iranian kill team. Iranian kill team. Why? Because he was working with Iranian opposition groups. So, folks, you know what this is? The globalists and the Iranian assassination teams are working together, not just here, but throughout Europe. So I wonder if Tucker Carlson is like cool with this and he's just all good. We'll just, you know, future Republican candidates will campaign from their bunkers where they hide because they don't want to die. Is that the plan? Are we going to take out the Iranian leadership? Because, folks, we can't have Democrats in power with this going on. Because we literally physically won't survive it. If it's Trump survives, they'll go for Vance. They'll go for Rubio. They'll go for whoever runs for president. This is not a plan for the future, folks. This is war. We need to fight these people, and we need to clear out the Secret Service now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.